My first question to you will be, Comic-Con begins on Thursday, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what is the nerdgasm level like at Comic-Con?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say it's probably around a 7 these days. Maybe it's a much different beast than it was, certainly when it started like 44-plus years ago. But even within the last 2 to 3 years, it's seen quite a bit of shift from the huge star-spangled fandom that was present there as other comic cons and other comic shows have kind of popped up across the United States and throughout Canada as well. And it's really kind of leveled the playing field so that while San Diego is kind of still like the prime goal to everyone to strive for because they've built a convention center and the city prides itself on that show and does so much to support it, a lot of the kind of glitz and glamour from 5 to 10 years ago has gone away a little bit, and it's almost returned more to its roots as being a true comic, hardcore pop culture show, which, in my mind, almost makes it more desirable to go back to. I haven't been to it in about 4 or 5 years, so.
Okay, so you think maybe it's gotten diluted a little bit with all the other comic expos around? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not so much diluted. I think it's just kind of balanced out. The big part of what made San Diego such a monster, especially through the first decade of the 2000s, was the fact that Hollywood was right there, and they were setting up camp in San Diego Comic-Con. So you were doing the big premiere releases, and you were having big star-studded panels, and people were packing rooms. And I've got a really good story about a stabbing that happened because of a particular Hollywood-centric panel at Comic-Con.
Ooh,
that has an Edmonton tie.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah. but there's, but now Hollywood has kind of shifted. They're not targeting their movies so specifically around being able to do kind of teasers, premieres, and panels at San Diego, because they'll do them sometimes at New York in the fall, or they'll do them at Toronto in August, or they'll do them somewhere else. So they're kind of spreading out a little bit. So now San Diego's kind of returning to its roots as more of a true, pure fan comic show.
Okay, yeah, I think I remember hearing that, like, the new Star Wars, they kind of said they're not going to be doing a whole lot at Comic-Con this year, which seemed kind of strange. It seems like a pretty good opportunity.
It is, but, I mean, on one hand, you're preaching to the choir. I mean, you don't really need to go to Comic-Con to convince people to go see a Star Wars movie.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Right. And secondly, the Star Wars movie doesn't come out till December. So between now and December, there are at least 3 other major shows that are on par with San Diego, New York being the biggest one, which runs the second weekend of October. And the New York Comic Con draws over 100,000 people as well. And a bit more Hollywood stuff is kind of setting up camp there because it has better timing for a lot of those Christmas releases and holiday releases. So the trend is shifting a little bit. But I think what's happening is that all the shows become stronger for it. So not everyone has to focus on just going to San Diego, which has become incredibly challenging to get tickets to attend. Very expensive. Hotel rates are rising. Flights are getting more expensive. So it does become a bit more of a challenge.
I remember a guy that used to work here, Rick Lee. He would go to these things, and he would wait in lines for like 9, 10, 12 hours to go and see certain panels. And that seemed just a little excessive to me.
Yeah, and the years that I went, I would, if I walked up to a line and I saw that I had more than a 15 or 20 minute wait, I'm like, there's enough going on and I can go find something else to do.
Wow.
So I'm not a big line waiter, and I wasn't a Hall H guy. And for those who are listening, Hall H was the biggest hall at the San Diego Convention Center, and that's where they would put the premier panels. And so your big Hollywood releases, the big TV shows, your Big Bang cast would show up there or whatever. And people would literally camp out in Hall H just to have the opportunity to get those sneak peeks, to see the movie stars and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, well, Comic-Con, maybe it's just getting more and more known now. And you've talked about how it's spreading to other places like New York and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And these comic expos, including here in Edmonton, they continue to get bigger and bigger at a pretty alarming rate. What do you think is it that made nerd culture suddenly so popular?
I think there's just been more of a general acceptance. I think everyone had a little bit of fandom in them. There's a little bit of geek in everyone, but a lot of people just kind of kept it hidden because you were getting beaten up by the jocks, or you were getting looked down by the music people, or whatever. That, you know, you couldn't really be fanish or nerdish or geekish or whatever term you want to use about, you know, these little comic books and their little cartoon characters and your little superheroes and all that sort of stuff. So it was generally looked down upon by other geek-centric cultures. But once it kind of made its way through television, through the movies and everything else, and it became accepted in a wider audience, then more people would just go, cool, because I've been doing this for 15, 20 years. So now I can finally step out and say, hey, I love this stuff. I think another big influence was from around the world, because other cultures, especially throughout Asia and Europe, are far more accepting of comics and pop culture than we are in North America. You know, we do tend to marginalize it, whereas, you know, overseas, it's been accepted for decades, and it's a huge part of their culture, their lifestyle, and the whole thing. So stuff like cosplaying, stuff like treating comic artists as celebrities, having it infiltrate other mediums, so TV and film, has been a huge part of every other culture around the world, except really in North America, until the last 10 to 15 years, which is kind of ironic because we're the ones that actually started comic books.
Wow.
And gave birth to superheroes, but we're the ones that have always taken the most effort to marginalize the people that appreciate comic books.
Wow. What are the big things to expect at Comic-Con 2015?
I think the big thing to expect at Comic-Con 2015 is that you will see everything. So if you have an artist that you love, you will find that artist. If you have a toy or an exclusive that you're looking for, you will find it. If you are looking for a rare book, you're going to find it. And that was when I finally got to my first Comic-Con, that was my biggest thrill, was just seeing all the stuff that you could never see living up here, you know, in Northern Canada. Just, you know, the people, the products, and all that kind of stuff. The things that you love and appreciate were not easy to come by. But you go to San Diego, and it's all there under one roof. And on top of that, the weather's pretty kick-ass, too. So, you know, you can at least get a little bit of sun.
Yeah, Southern California is not a bad place.
It's not a bad place at all. It's all right.